Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World players post-match comments. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World for cruising, fishing or fun. And we're lucky enough to be joined by one of our favourites. He's our own in Phil Davis. Phil Kingy in the K-Rock Hub. I'm with Benny Cass and Tommy Lonigan. Congratulations. But first question, how is the knee?
Kingy, Benny and Domsey, great to speak to you guys. Been too long, but no, it's all good. All good. Just a little bit sore and just an excuse to get full forward.
You were there beforehand and you snuck around and then you took a mark and then you decided to give a handball to Jeremy Finlayson. Don't worry about blokes on their left foot. You go the right foot banana.
Yeah, I know. I really hurt the back then by giving that one off, but I wanted to get shown for a good clip, not shanking one from 2 metres out.
Yeah, that's fair enough. When you first suffered the knee injury, Phil, what was the thought through the mind? Did you think something more serious and sinister than what it may prove to be?
Yeah, I haven't really done it, a knee like that. I just heard a pop, which wasn't exactly what you want to hear from all the stories. But I must admit, by the time I got up the race, it was feeling a bit better. And then the doc worked his magic and, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Phil, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for talking to us. Great to talk to you. Was the move for you to go forward, did you suggest that? Did the coach suggest that? How does that come about?
Yeah, we were just sitting at half time and Spike McVeigh just said, just go forward. And I think the boss just wanted just a slightly different look. Obviously, you know, Ridley and co were, you know, marking a few and being a defender at heart. I think my job was just to go down there and see if I could bring it to ground and bring our smalls into it and just do those little things well and try to set us up ahead of the ball. So it definitely wasn't my decision. It's a very different view from in front of the ball.
Yeah, well, you did really well. I mean, that tap on in that final term that set up Himmelberg, who ran on and then kicked it forward and you got a goal out of it, that obviously ended up crucial when you win by just the 4 points. So well done there. We heard Steve Canelio interviewed just on the ground after the game and he was mentioning that it's been a while since your footy club has had a win like that where you've sort of come from nowhere, you were down all night and you've got over the top. Great confidence boost for the group that while you don't want to get down, that you've stayed in the game and then got over the top of an opponent.
Yeah, I must admit we were extremely disappointed with our second quarter. I thought our first quarter was okay, but the second quarter was just not us, not what we wanted to stand for. And to Essendon's credit, they really put it at us. And then, to come back from where we were, you know, the conditions were actually quite wet, even though the rain sort of stayed away for most of the night. So it was just, it was just disappointing that we put in that performance. But as Stephen said, you know, that was a character win in terms of just grinding our way back into it. And, yeah, it's been a while since we've been able to do that. I must admit, we were disappointed early in the year when a couple of times it got up to 14, 15 points and we ended up losing by four or five goals. So it was nice to flip the script on that one.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, all fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Phil Davis from the Giants. Here's Domsey.
Phil, this bloke is an absolute star. He's actually the second best player to ever play on Buddy Franklin, which I tell him regularly. We don't ever have to go into the first, but
oh, please.
Harry Taylor, Dom. I'm just joking, big boy.
It was good. It was the third tour. He drifted in to take an inset mark every now and then. But hey, mate, wanted just to talk about where you guys are at as a team. Obviously, you know, grand final last year and what we all know what happened within, you know, that day. You guys haven't quite reached, you know, the form that you got to last year. Where do you see the group at currently and what do you need to do to, you know, become, get in that Richmond, West Coast, Geelong sort of, you know, play that type of footy to match it with those teams?
Yeah, Dom, it's a good question. I must admit, it's probably something that we've been out doing patches. It's just our consistency, which has been really frustrating. You know, you look back at the last couple of weeks, we've probably been able to play that fun half game. That's sort of how the game's being played. I think that's probably where, you know, you look at West Coast, they've put the script on that one too. They've been able to play the game in their front half, especially from stoppages. You know, I think our best is good enough, and, you know, everyone says that. But for us, it's more about concentration and the ability to do those little actions again and again. It probably have let us down a little bit. You know, for example, say in the second quarter, you know, we give up 6 goals to 2.25 and they're all in big, you know, lumps there. That's the difference at the moment between us and the best teams is they're playing 100 minutes, we're probably playing 75 and we need to get better ASAP at that.
Yeah, we spoke about throughout the call that the amount of talent you guys have got through that midfield and also in the back half, but the lack of taking the game on or the being courageous and really having that belief to take it through the middle and exposing some teams? Because you guys have got some unbelievable talent forward of the footy. So is that also something that you think you might need to work on, is just being brave and taking the game on a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think the best way to take the game on is to get really good turnovers. If you look at the modern game, whether it be, let's look at West Coast, for example. If McGovern and Hearn take intercept marks, they can go through the corridor because they've got more time. We're probably turning the ball over in a slow manner where the teams can really crunch in on us. And it takes even more courage in that situation to pull a kick back in the city, into the middle, sorry, or whatever it is. So I think if we can defend better, we'll actually be able to have more courage to move the ball. I think teams are pinning us in a bit, and that comes back to how we're playing. We're probably getting done the inside 50 count too much, which means the territory battle we're actually losing. And yeah, it is a bit of courage too. I reckon, Dom, if we can pull the trigger a bit more, we actually pull defences apart that just want to set up down the line. And that's probably something we've got to keep on chipping away. And we do have good ball movers, whether it be Williams or Whitfield or Cornelia. We've got the options. We've just got to, either one, defend better and get better turnovers, or two, just have a bit more, license to take the game on from ourselves. Because Leon really wants us to do it. We've just got to do it ourselves.
Phil, we've got to let you go for a team meeting, but before we do let you go, when do you fly out to the West? And I suppose you'll be enjoying a little bit of time off now to prepare for your clash with the Swans in Perth.
Yeah, we're off tomorrow, so looking forward to heading over there in the next three games. So thanks for having me, guys.
I really appreciate it. Phil, good to talk. We don't talk enough, but we hope to talk to you later in the season. Well done.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.